fresh the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your power that is always available unto us. Thank you, Lord, for every good thing you have given to us. Thank you for your strength that is destroying our weaknesses. Thank you, O Lord, for giving us your name. Your name, which is above every other names. Thank you, Lord, because through your name, we have gotten victories. We have gotten healings. We have gotten deliverances. Through your name, we have gotten restoration. Thank you, Lord, for the power we have in your name. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done through this Healing Streams program in our lives. We thank you for the last meeting we had last Tuesday. We thank you for mighty things you did in the lives of your people. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for great things you have in store for everyone that are listening and watching this program today. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that you open your heavens over this meeting. Let your power come upon us. Let your fire rain upon us. Let your glory fall. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. Let those who have been depressed be liberated and filled with joy. O Lord of hosts, touch every life in this place this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you are going to do even more than we have asked you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord has great things in store for you this morning. And by the touch of the Lord, your life shall not remain the same again. In Jesus' name. Before we pray, we're going to look briefly at the scriptures, and this morning we will be considering a topic that says the light in the darkness. The light in the darkness. Yeah, that is the topic of the short teaching I will do firstly before we pray. The light in the darkness. Many times we think of light as something that must be visible. Yeah, just as the the bulb in your room, the light in your house. Yeah, many times we think that the light has to be something bright and something visible, something that is shining. Yeah, and that is right, because for something to be a light, it must shine. Yeah. But there is a dimension of light in the context of the scriptures and in the context of the kingdom of God. There's a dimension of light that can shine and you won't see it. I mean, according to the scriptures, light can shine and you won't know it. Yeah, a light can be shining and you won't see that light, but it's there, shining. Yeah, the light is there, shining, but you are not seeing the light. Yeah. So that is what we want to look at this morning. How the light of God can be so strong in a place and can be shining so bright, but no one is seeing it, whereas it is there. Yeah, so God can manifest either of those dimensions. Yeah, the first dimension, God can manifest himself in a place and everyone will see that he's there. Yeah, God can manifest himself in a place and everyone will know that he's there, because everyone will see wonders and his power would do great things in such places. That is the first dimension of the manifestation of God's light. Now there's another dimension of the manifestation of the light of God that many of you don't know. Yeah, that many of you don't know. And that is the dimension I want to talk about. Yeah, that dimension of God being in a place and God is shining in that place or from that place so strong, but many people don't know that he's there, and many people are not seeing that he's there. Yeah, and then I'll also be showing you how this second dimension of the manifestation of God's light, how it's connected to the first dimension of the manifestation of God's light. Yeah, so I'll also be showing you. So now let's move to the first point. There are four points I will be talking about. The first point says the presence of darkness is not the absence of light. The presence of darkness is not the absence of light. You know, in the human system, I mean, in this physical realm, we believe that the presence of darkness means light is absent. Yeah, because the moment you switch on the light, the bulbs in your house, the bulbs in your room, the moment you switch on that bulb, the darkness in your room will, will dis- disappear instantly. Yeah, that is what we believe in this physical realm. Yeah, but according to the scriptures and according to the operations of God and of his kingdom, the presence of darkness is not the absence of light. So the fact that darkness is in a place and is so strong in that place, the fact that darkness is in a place and it's prevailing in that place doesn't mean that the light is not there. Yeah, it doesn't mean the light is not there. Yeah, so take note of what I said. Let it be rooted in your mind and in your heart. And that is, the presence of darkness is not the absence of light. Now let's look at John chapter 1 verse 5. Some of you know that verse offhand. John chapter 1 verse 5. Here the Bible is talking about Jesus. And the light that is Jesus shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. And the light shineth in darkness. Yeah, that is the dimension of God's manifestation. Yeah. That is God hiding himself in the midst of darkness. He so much hid himself in darkness that darkness could not even notice his presence. Yeah. And he's not just hiding there doing nothing. The Bible says that Jesus, which is the light of God, the light of the world, Jesus is inside of darkness, shining, and yet darkness could not comprehend. They could not notice. They could not notice him. They couldn't trace him. And yet he's inside darkness, shining. And that was how he conquered darkness. Yeah, because he was shining in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend. Darkness could not understand. Darkness could not trace him. Yeah, so he was doing his works in the midst of darkness. And darkness could not stop him. He was having his way. He was succeeding, prevailing in the midst of darkness. And darkness could not stop him because they could not see him. They couldn't understand him. Yeah. So I don't know if you're getting the message, the revelation right there. So Jesus is inside of darkness, shining, prevailing, succeeding, but the people in darkness could not stop him. The forces of darkness, the powers of darkness, they could not stop him. They could not even see him. So it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Yeah, so you might look at your life and you might be asking, where is God in this situation? Where is God in my darkness? Is God even aware of what I'm going through right now? Is God even seeing me right now? Is God really feeling the same way I'm feeling, or the same thing I'm feeling? The truth is that God is there. God is there. God is in your darkness as he is on his throne. You see how powerful God is on his throne. How mighty God is on his throne. It is with the same power and glory and authority that he is also in your darkness. I don't know if you are getting it. As God is in heaven, on his throne, in the fullness of power, in the fullness of strength, in the fullness of dominion, in the fullness of glory, as he is on his throne in heaven, so he is also in the midst of your darkness, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of your captivities, in the midst of your sufferings, in the midst of your poverty, in the midst of your oppression. The same way God is on his throne, is the same way he is in darkness. So anywhere darkness is, God is there. Anywhere darkness is, and anywhere the forces of darkness are, the works of darkness are, the operations of darkness are, God is also right there, and is as powerful right there as he is on his throne in heaven. I want these words to sink in your mind, in your heart, and in your consciousness, because it is the truth, and the light shining in darkness. You know, normally when light shines, darkness is supposed to disappear immediately. I believe you know that. Usually, when light shines, darkness is expected to leave that place instantly. Yeah. But here, the Bible is saying that there's a light that shines in darkness. And it makes darkness stay there. It doesn't push darkness out. I mean, while darkness is there, that light is also there, and that light is working and operating, and the darkness there cannot stop him. I don't know if you are getting this truth. The Bible is saying that there's a light that shines inside of darkness, and that light does not have to put out the darkness. It just has to do what it has to do inside of darkness. Yeah, so it's not like the normal light that we know that drives away darkness immediately. It is switched on. This light will be inside of darkness and will be shining and prevailing and overcoming right inside of darkness. I don't know if you are getting the truth. Yeah, because it is the truth that will set you free. So don't think that because you can't feel God's presence, because you can't feel the anointing, you can't feel any change in your environment, don't feel that God, or don't think God is not there, because you can't feel God. You can't feel His power. You can't feel the anointing. You can't feel anything. So you feel like God is not there. It's a lie. God is there. Yeah, and you don't have to fear what He's doing. All you need is to believe. Praise the Lord. Now let's move to the second point, which is God does operations in deep darkness. God does operations in deep darkness. Hallelujah. In the depths of darkness, God does operations. Powerful operations. Terrible operations. Mighty operations. God does such works in the depths of darkness. Yeah. So some people feel like because demons are so much in an environment, in a place, because the operations of darkness are so much in an environment, so they feel like that means there is nothing. There is nothing of God's light in this place. The presence of God is not here because of what they have seen, because of the darkness they have seen in that place, or because of the operations of darkness, the troubles, the problems caused by darkness and demons they have seen in that place. So they felt like, how can God be here? How can God's presence and power be here? Look at demons everywhere. Look at witchcraft everywhere. See problems everywhere. If God is here, these problems will not be happening. It's a lie. God does operations in deep darkness. He does mighty operations in deep darkness. And when He's working, He's doing His works, those darkness cannot stop Him. Yeah, in fact, God loves to do secret operations. He loves to do secret operations. And He loves to manifest in a way of surprise. Yeah, God loves to manifest in a way of surprise. That is, while He's doing His operations, no one knows. And then immediately he finishes the operations, then He releases a miracle, and everyone will be shocked. Yeah, because they never knew He has been busy working. So God likes to do things like that. He likes to do mighty works inside darkness to now reveal His glory suddenly. Yeah, God loves to do mighty works, deep works, yeah, inside of darkness. Works that are secret and unknown to people and to Satan and his agents. you know, such that once he is done with such works, then a great glory and a great power and a great miracle will just suddenly appear, and everyone will be shocked. Yeah, because no one will be able to trace how such things happened. Yeah, no one will be able to trace it. So that is who God is. Let us look at Psalm 18, verse 11. Psalm 18, verse 11. It shows us how God praise the Lord. The network suddenly went down. As I was saying, the book of Psalm, chapter 18, verse 11, says, "He made darkness a secret place, his pavilion around about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. He made darkness a secret place." And so God does operations in deep darkness. He does operations in deep darkness. Yeah, so which means that there is something God is doing and no one is seeing it. There is something God is busy doing right now, even as I'm talking, and no one is seeing it. Yeah, even Satan is not seeing it, because darkness also has to do with mystery. Darkness has to do with something that is hidden, something that is known. If there is something you don't know right now, concerning that thing, your understanding is dark. Yeah. So darkness also means unknown operations, secret operations. So God made darkness a secret place. He's doing so much in your life, but you don't know. He's doing so much to help you. God is busy doing a lot of things to help you, to deliver you, to give you perfect healing, perfect health. He's doing so much to change your life, to to transform your life, to lift up your life. But you don't know. Yeah, because God loves to walk in darkness. Yeah, to do mighty works in darkness, in deep darkness. Yeah. And you also need to know this, that the presence of thick darkness in a place is a sign that there is going to be a manifestation of the great glory in that place. The presence of a thick darkness, of a great darkness in a place, is a sign that there's going to be the manifestation of a great glory in that same place. If there are people who will trust God, if there are people who will pray, who will believe God, God is able to manifest the greatest level of His glory in that same place that looks like there is already a great darkness, or there is already the greatest darkness there. So let that be in your mind, because God is walking. Even Jesus Christ said, He said, "My Father has been walking up to now." And He said, "I also am walking." He said, "I do whatsoever I see my Father do." So Jesus is saying, God is busy walking, and I am joining God in the work He's doing. So before Jesus will pray for a sick person, God already have healed that sick person. Before Jesus would pray for that person, before Jesus would cast out any devil from a demonic possessed person, God already have cast out that devil. That's the meaning of what Jesus said by saying, "My Father has been walking, and I too am walking." And then He said, "Whatsoever I see the Father do, I do." So it means the Father has done a lot of the work. So Jesus is just doing the final, part of the work. So God has been walking. God is walking in the deep, in the depths of darkness. Yeah, and many of us don't know. So you are thinking about how your problem will end. Maybe God has even solved the problem. Yeah, and He's just waiting for you to see the last piece of the puzzle, the last thing you should do. Then the solution will appear immediately. God is just waiting for you to really acknowledge that He is in the midst of your darkness, and that He's doing great works there, even though you can't feel Him. So maybe that is just all God wants you to agree and acknowledge, and then believe. Then you will just see His glory. Praise the Lord. Now, let's move to the third point. Remember that we are looking at 4 points under this topic. I've talked on the point number one, says the presence of darkness is not the absence of light. Point number two says God does operations in deep darkness. operations unknown to both humans and demons and Satan. Terrible operations. And then point number three says, put your faith to action. Put your faith to action. For you to begin to see the manifestation of the God that walks in darkness, you must put your faith to action. You must believe and acknowledge that God is in the midst of your darkness. You must believe and acknowledge that God is in the midst of your limitations, that God is in the midst of your troubles. So you must believe. You must believe and acknowledge that, that God is in the midst of your darkness. So you must demonstrate faith. You must demonstrate faith. So that is what I meant by put your faith to action. Do things that shows that you really believe that God is with you. Take actions that shows that you really believe that God is with you. You know, some people, they claim that they have faith, but certain actions they should take, certain actions, certain steps they should take, they are not taking it. But yet they say they have faith. You have to put your faith to action. Yeah, there are some steps God is expecting you to take. If God is saying, if truly you believe that I am here in the midst of your darkness to help you, to save you, to bless you, God is saying, show me that faith that you claim you have. God is saying, show me your faith. Demonstrate it. Show me that you really believe. Some people, they are praying for divine healing, and yet they are still calling the phone number of the doctor. That's the same doctor. Please, what can I do? This thing is getting out of hand. Doctor, please try to prescribe some drugs or just do something. This thing is getting out of hand. I can't endure this pain anymore. So these people want God to heal them, but they can't stop calling the doctors. Yeah, they cannot stop trusting in the drugs. Yeah, they cannot stop trusting in surgery. Yeah, so if we believe that God is in the midst of our sicknesses and diseases to heal us, then we will stop calling the doctors for help. Then we will stop trusting in drugs. Yeah, we will stop trusting in drugs because we believe. Yeah, because we believe. If you believe you will not trust in medications and surgery, you will trust in the power of God. Yeah, so that is an example of putting your faith to action. Show God that you really believe. Yeah, so some of you might say, what if I die by not seeking medical intervention? The point is that if your faith is really strong, if your faith is really only on God, you cannot die. God will come to you. Yeah, definitely God will come to you. Now let's look at the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 6. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 6. Now, when they had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Now this was Simon Peter. Simon Peter, you know, before he became an apostle, he has been a fisherman. Yeah. And on this day, Jesus told him, he said, launch out your net to the deep for a catch. And he started with a complaint. He said, Master, look, we have been here all night. From last night till this morning, we have been trying to catch fishes, but we could not catch any fish. Yeah, but he said, because you said it, I will obey. Then he launched out his nets. And the Bible told us that they enclosed great multitude of fishes. So that act of Peter, despite the number of disappointments he already has through the night, despite the strength of his failures or his failure, he still decided to launch out his net. Yeah, so there is an action God wants you to take. There's an action God is waiting for you to take, an action of faith. And that is what will bring out the solutions you need for your problems. Yeah, that is what will provoke the manifestation of your God that is in the midst of your troubles. Put your faith to action. Put your faith to action. If you believe God, do something that shows that you believe him. Even if it's crazy, be crazy. because we believe God. And that craziness will produce wonders no one has ever seen. Yeah, that madness people will say, people we say you have because you are demonstrating faith. Show that madness. And let everyone know that you are doing this because you believe God. And you will see God manifest. So whenever people really put their faith to action, God always manifests. Now, the last point is don't give up even in the highest pains. Don't give up even in your highest pains. That is, even when it looks as if the pain is too much, the pain is unbearable, even when it looks as if you can no longer bear the pain anymore, you can no longer bear the affliction, you can no longer bear the suffering, even when it looks like it is too much, don't give up. Don't lose faith. Don't give up, because your God is there. Your God will heal you. Your God will heal you. There is light right there to put out that darkness. Now let's look at the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. It says, "Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up." Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. It says, "Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up." So God will heal you. Yeah, though he allowed the sickness, though he allowed the captivity, though he allowed the troubles, though he allowed the pains, but he will heal you. He's the same who allowed it so that you can believe in him. And because you now believe in him, he will now heal you. So that is what God wants to do. The problem in your life, God allowed it because he wants you to believe him. He wants you to trust him. That is why he allowed the problem. That is how he allowed the affliction. Because he wants you to trust him. He allowed the poverty to happen in your life. He allowed the hardship, the pains, the sufferings to happen in your life, because he wants you to believe him. He wants you to trust him. He wants to reveal his power in your life. He wants to reveal his glory in your life. That is why he allowed those things to happen. But many Christians today, they will not just believe. They are so attached to the problems that they have made the problem a great mountain. Before God, your problems are nothing. But you are the one magnifying the problems. You are the one that has made that problem a mountain. But before God, the problems are nothing. Only if you can believe, then you will see that those problems, those limitations are actually nothing before God. Nothing to God. Nothing. They are nothing. Yeah. So God wants us to trust Him even in our highest pains. Even while you feel the highest pains, even while it looks like I can't continue anymore, I can't continue in this anymore, I don't think I can do this anymore, God is saying that you should not give up. God is saying, trust me, I am right there to deliver you. I am right there to heal you. That is what God is saying. So we are going to be praying right now. We are going to be praying right now. And you're going to pray this one prayer point. You're going to pray this one prayer point before I will be praying for you. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are in my darkness. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are powerfully present, mightily present in my darkness, in my pains, in my sufferings, in my hardships, in my afflictions, in my poverty. Lord Jesus, manifest the greatness of you right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are powerfully present. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are mightily present. You are powerfully present in the midst of my darkness. I acknowledge that you are powerfully present in the midst of my afflictions, in the midst of my suffering, in the midst of my captivities, in the midst of my limitations, in the midst of my pains, in the midst of my oppressions. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are right there. Right here, manifest the greatness of you. Begin to pray like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest the greatness of you. The greatness of you. The greatness of you in my afflictions, in my suffering, in my pain. Manifest the greatness of you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. As I've said, I will be praying on your WhatsApp that God should use it for your healing and deliverance. Yeah, so those of you that have gotten your WhatsApp ready, you can hold it in your hands as I pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your dominion and authority that is over all the earth, over all the nations, over all the heavens, over all the underworld. Your dominion is over all, over principalities, over powers, over witchcraft, over territories of darkness. Your dominion is over all, over rulers of darkness. Your dominion is over all, over sicknesses and diseases, over all the works of the enemy. Oh Lord, your dominion is over all. Thank you for giving us access to your dominion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask concerning everyone who have joined this program with faith in their hearts, trusting in your mercy, trusting in your power. Praise the Lord. Yeah, sorry, the network was down. Yeah, I'll still continue with the prayer. Yeah. Yeah. Just give me some few minutes. I will still continue with the prayer. Okay. Yeah, as I said, make sure you're holding the water in your hand. Father, we ask that you manifest your power in every situation, every situation that is not in agreement with your will. I ask, O Lord, that you manifest your power in every situation going on in the lives of your people. Manifest your power right now. Manifest your power right now. Manifest your power right now. Destroy every works of darkness going on right there. Right now, in the name of Jesus, destroy the works of darkness. Destroy the works of darkness. The works of darkness going on in the lives of your people. Manifest your power now. Terminate such works right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that your fire and power possess the water your people have brought before you. Let your fire possess that water right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that as this water touches their body system, let sicknesses and diseases disappear by your power in the name of Jesus. Let demons and their works be destroyed in the lives of your people by the entrance of this water in their body system and in their souls and spirits. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the Lord we show you mercy. I pray for you that the hand of God will rescue you. I pray for you that heaven will open over your life continuously until your life is totally changed into what God wants you to be, and so shall it be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.